When Seattle City Council member Sally Clark left her job earlier this month, 44 people applied to fill her shoes. This week, the council winnowed the list to 8. Next Monday, it will pick the winner. Whoever gets the seat will only serve through the end of this year, though. The council said from the get-go it would only consider people who vowed not to run in the 2015 election. Q13 Fox analyst C.R. Douglas was not really surprised by the final list of 8.
Not really. I mean, I think it's a good list. High quality candidates. Any of them would do well in the council. Something that did jump out at me, however, was there were, a few of these candidates really don't have core housing and human service experience, which is presumably what they're looking for. That's the committee Sally Clark headed that this person will be in charge of. So that is not there in some of their resumes. But listen, it's a high quality list. The process has been well run by Councilmember Tim Burgess.
Any front runners?
I think there is. We know that John Okamoto, former head of the Human Service Department, got 7 of the 8 current council members to support being on this finalist list. That was more than any of the others in this mix. So I think the only one that didn't support him was Shama Sawant. I think he therefore looks like the guy who can bridge the kind of two wings of the council, the sort of more progressive wing and the more centrist wing, if you will. So I think at this point he is clearly the front runner.
Whoever gets chosen is going to hold this job through the end of 2015. What are the big decisions that face the council this year?
Well, the two big decisions are transportation. The mayor's proposed a $900 million, yes, you heard that right, $900 million transportation levy. So the council needs to vet that, look at that. Is that too much? Has it got the right mix of, roads and bridges and sidewalks and bike lanes, all the rest? And secondly, and maybe even more importantly, is housing. I mean, the mayor's inequality agenda, if you will, started with minimum wage and now it's going to housing. He's going to present next month a whole slew of recommendations about how to make housing more affordable in this city. And the council will need to look at those and decide which are good, which are bad. That's going to be the biggest role for the council this year.
And the person who fills Sally Clark's seat will chair the committee that oversees this?
That's why they wanted a person with housing and human service experience.
Are there any other proposals on the table that might go one way or the other, depending on who the council selects for this job?
Well, I think if you had a more progressive, person, sort of a la Shama Sawant, you would see, transportation policy kind of nudge to the left, more alternatives. I think you would see police oversight nudge to the left. You might get body cameras quickly. You might get more, homeless services, homeless shelter beds. I think it will push the council in one direction or another, depending on who they choose.
I'm talking to C.R. Douglas. He's Q13 Fox's news analyst and a regular guest here on KUOW. I'm just imagining the scenario, or at least the temptation for council members to choose the candidate of the 8 that they think would favor whatever is their pet project. Are there any kind of protections in place so that that doesn't happen?
No.
Really?
I mean, theoretically, that's allowed. Listen, if a council member during this process wants to kind of lend their support to one of the finalists who is allied, if you will, with one of their priorities, I mean, that's, we kind of accept and expect that to happen. I mean, doing that is not an act of crime. Hmm. Doing that is an act of politics, right? So there will be a mix of things that council members take into consideration as they support or not these candidates.
You mentioned that all 8 of these people have the credentials to hold the job for the limited amount of time that they're going to hold the job. If you look at, if you could read the tea leaves of why the council made these decisions, does it tell you anything about what they really want to accomplish this year?
Not really. I mean, I don't think there's one message in this list of 8. You have outsiders, you have insiders, you have status quoers, you have agitators. And in that respect, I think it represents the divide on the council. I mean, you have a progressive block and you have a centrist block. And that's showing up in this list. And I guess you'd expect that. A list generated by the council is probably going to look like the council. So who they choose, what block gets more favored, in this is going to be fascinating.
That's Q13 Fox News analyst C.R. Douglas. For the full list of Seattle City Council candidates, you can visit our website, KUOW.org. Just search for Seattle City Council. The finalists will give three-minute public presentations at City Hall on Friday at 4 p.m. The council will choose the winner Monday, April 27th.